Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the semantics game.
Yeah, I would agree.
Evan, I have a question. When it comes to a calf strain, aren't you always veal?
Veal?
Instead of real, aren't they always veal? Calf.
Oh, calf. Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
That's a tough one to get, man.
Come on. I was
Because you got to make the association with the cow, the baby cow, it's calf.
God, that was gold. Come on.
I mean, it's just, I had to think too much. And I'm usually quick on the uptake.
Yeah, I let Tiki decide if that's funny or not. Yeah, I'm not answering it.
You've lost Tiki with your dad jokes. Don't quit your day job.
No.
He had a couple of them the other day. They were all right.
You're only as good as your last envelope.
That's very true.
Evan, can you ask your source one question for me, though? Are they not interested in Giannis? Are the Knicks not interested in Giannis? Or do they not believe they have enough to get Giannis? Because to me, by leaking this stuff out, they are setting up the narrative when they don't get Giannis, because the discourse will be, if they hadn't traded for Bridges, they would have been able to get Giannis. So is this the Garden trying to get ahead of this so that Knicks fans are not saying, oh my God, I'd much rather have Giannis than Mikal Bridges?
Well, but two things can be true at the same time. Like, and I am not going to do this as some kind of stupid Nets game. I swear to God, I am really genuinely over Mikal Bridges, so I'm being honest. If they didn't make the trade for Mikal Bridges and the Knicks still had all those first-round picks, all the assets that they traded away, they are in prime position to trade for him, because they'd have to give up less in players and more in assets that don't affect you right now.
Yeah.
So now that it's a real-life player in Mikal Bridges who's helping you win, and it's a real-life player in OG Anunoby who, when he's healthy, is helping you win, and it's a real-life player in Karl-Anthony Towns, like, you're disrupting more to your roster than if it was cap filler and draft picks. So two things can be true. And I'm not saying that to rub it in like, oh, if you didn't trade for Mikal. Like, that, I don't even like that slippery slope, because even as I said that, I realized, okay, let's say you didn't trade for Mikal Bridges. You probably trade for somebody else.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you're necessarily sitting pat and not using those assets for a player in the last year and a half. So we make that assumption, and I almost think it's a childish thing that some of my fellow Net fans bring up. It's irrelevant now. The trade was years ago. So I think to answer your question, they don't have enough, but they also know to make it be enough, it would be so disruptive to the roster, and they're also not going to win a bidding war. So why get involved in something they likely won't win, and even if they do win, could be too costly?
Okay, I ask that only because I think there's a civil war going on right now between Knicks fans. There's a lot of people that want to get Giannis, and there's a lot of people that feel emotional attachment to this team. This is, you know, their favorites to get to the finals. So there's a war within the Knicks fandom area right now. So I'm wondering if the Garden is just trying to get it out there where, look, we're not interested. Stop fighting with each other.
Let me tell you something.
We're going to march on.
Let me tell you something about Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. And I say this actually with a lot of respect. They don't give two pieces of crap
right. What
you or any other Knicks fan says. They sell the building out. They got minions who love them. They're the freaking New York Knicks.
Right.
Do you think they give a rat's ass what Jay in Rockefeller Center or Tommy Lugauer or any other Knicks fan has to say about this?
No, I think it's if it's anything, it's more about quieting the noise in the locker room instead of Karl Anthony Towns or whoever else potentially would be involved in this trade to get Giannis. You make it go away. So it's not a distraction in your own locker room. It's just make it clean. Like, focus on what's here, not what potentially could happen with this Giannis thing. So you knock that out, then all of a sudden you just focus on your team.
Yeah.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I think you have to, rhetorically get it out of your locker room.
And keep in mind, players signed as free agents can't be dealt till December 15th, so there won't be any trade in the next couple of weeks. And Mikal Bridges himself can't be traded until February. So if he's in a trade like this, it wouldn't happen for a while. Let's get back to your calls. A lot of Yankees on the table, especially the news last night on Yankees Hot Stove, where Jack Curry basically told the world, don't expect much from the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019, the number. Sammy is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Sammy?
Yo, what's up, Evan? What's up, Tiki? Nice talking to you guys. First-time caller.
Thank you, man.
I don't understand how we got here. I just don't understand. Cal's crying about expenses, and then we get this report last night. It's prepping the fan base for an inactive offseason. And I just don't know how the Yankees are going to live with themselves with the embarrassment of not winning a World Series with Aaron Judge. One of the greatest players they've had in their history. Go through the list. DiMaggio, Mantle, all those guys won titles. What a stain on the organization if they don't win a title with this guy because they are bargain bin shopping. That's insanity to me. Hal, you are a disgrace to your father. You know what George would have done if they would have signed Devin Williams? Even if it's Devin Williams, he would have turned right around and signed Diaz just for the spite of it.
I get what you're saying. Hal is not George. The other thing is, I hate to go down this road, but I kind of want to do it briefly. It is not fair to compare Aaron Judge potentially not winning a world championship to Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and all the other Yankee greats. The baseball was very different back then.
Right.
I mean, if we're being honest, like, it's just so different to say, what a disgrace that here's another all-time Yankee great, and they couldn't get him a championship. Those guys weren't playing in a world of free agency and trades. They weren't playing in a world of 18 layers of MLB postseasons. It was just different. You finish with the best record, boom, you're in the World Series. They were also just loaded with talent. It was in the days before there was a draft. Like, it was just on, like, every level imaginable, Tiki, it was different. So I've heard Yankee fans say this, like, comparing it to, wow, Mickey has a tie. It's just so different.
Right. It's always different. I mean, it's just, this is why I hate comparing over errors or over different seasons. It's just, they're different. The circumstances are different. The players are different. The situations are just different, and it's hard to compare them. Even though the experience gives you an emotional tie to a pastime, but it's never the same.
Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey guys, how we doing?
What's up?
Good.
Listen, Curry's talking about the Yankees in the offseason, so I guess the rumors about Harper playing first, being an ex-Yankee first baseman, I guess they're out the window. Him for Rice and Warren, I guess there's no truth to that.
I think those rumors were dead upon the beginning of spring training, the beginning of the offseason, because they started because Dombrowski made a comment that was a dig at Bryce Harper. And it was a dig at Bryce Harper. And then very quick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Walked it back, and they're not trading Bryce Harper. They're just not. Now, do you want to trade for Bryce Harper? That's another question. I guess a Yankee civil war, if you will. But the Phillies are not doing that. So that's one of those deals you could just kind of throw away and put it back into your imagination.
What have they done?
What has who done?
The Phillies.
Well, so far, it's still early in the offseason.
I know, but
they haven't done anything.
They are the team that feels like they need to do something, or at least their fan base is clamoring for them to do something.
Well, the Philadelphia Phillies are like a mix of the Mets and the Yankees. Hear me out on why they're a mix. They're the Yankees in that they're in the playoffs every year, yes, and they haven't won a championship. They're like the Mets in that I think a lot of fans believe the core needs to change. Mm. And you look at the core and you say, okay, well, we love Kyle Schwarber, though. Do we really want to change him? Nick Castellanos stinks. We can't wait to get rid of him. Trey Turner signed for a million years. We're not getting rid of him.
Right.
We just talked about Bryce Harper. We're probably not getting rid of him. And so I think the Phillies are having like this internal kind of like, what do we do?
Are we good enough?
We have to do something different. We're just not sure what.
Right.
Like the Yankees are not having the core debate.
So would it be surprising then?
If they traded Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Yeah. I would too, because it just doesn't feel like he's the problem.
I think the likeliest outcome of the Phillies making changes would be they let Schwarber go, or they lose Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. They dump Nick Castellanos' ass, and they sign Kyle Tucker. Or they sign Pete Alonso, for that matter. Like, I think that's, hey, we replaced the big bat, and we really changed the look of this team.
Right, Pete DHs then.
Yes, or switches off with Bryce Harper.
Right.
I think that, Met fans, I know the Phillies have not been linked to Pete Alonso yet. If they lose Kyle Schwarber, they will be. That's the way I view this. They are after Schwarber. They would like to keep him, even if there's an internal debate of changing the core. If they lose Kyle Schwarber, whether it's to the Reds or it's to the Mets or it's to the Red Sox, whoever it is, I think their pivot would be Pete Alonso. And then, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.